Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Katie Treadwell, Development Coordinator for Alzheimer's Community Care. Their Treasure Coast Caregiver Conference will take place on Thursday, February 9th at Treasure Coast Hospice's William and Helen Thomas Counseling Center in Fort Pierce. The conference is designed with the family caregiver in mind and will feature experts discussing topics such as dealing with caregiver stress, as well as financial and legal guidance. Katie, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Do we know how many people actually suffer from Alzheimer's now?
The most recent numbers shows that we're over 9,000 people in St. Lucie County and over 16,000 on the Treasure Coast.
Alzheimer's seems much more prevalent today than just a few decades ago. It's more on people's radar. Is that due to better diagnostic techniques?
I think absolutely. You know, people weren't necessarily looking out for it. It was attributed to just old age. Whereas now it's kind of a buzzword. People know what to ask their doctors. And if you don't know what to ask your doctors, the Treasure Coast Caregivers Conference is the perfect place for you to come and learn what questions you should be asking. It's often confused with dementia, whereas dementia is actually a spectrum of symptoms, just general forgetfulness. But oftentimes, those symptoms can be reversible.
I'm speaking today with Katie Treadwell with Alzheimer's Community Care. You've got your Treasure Coast Community Caregiver Conference coming up on Thursday, February 9th. What can people who go to that expect?
They can expect to gain a wealth of knowledge regarding Alzheimer's and dementia. It starts at 8:30 with registration, and it'll go till 2:30, so it is an all-day conference on a weekday. But you're going to have the opportunity to ask the questions that you have most been wondering about, whether you're attending because you're currently a caregiver, or if you're attending because you think a loved one might be moments away from a diagnosis. Whatever the case may be, you have the opportunity to come to this conference and to learn. You'll have the opportunity to ask questions to legal experts, financial experts, and specifically with veterans benefits, which I know can be a huge source of confusion for people. So you can speak directly to your veterans benefits person within your county. You'll hear a presentation from Dr. Medhapali Lakshmana, who's a researcher with Torrey Pines. So we'll be able to hear about the exciting research that's happening right here in our community.
And as tragic as a diagnosis of Alzheimer's is, the caregiver, the stress of the plight, and I use that word deliberately, is really pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not an organization that's just serving the patient. Our entire mission is based upon creating a safety net for the caregiver because it is such a stressful situation that they're placed into. You know, a statistic that we've seen, and it's unfortunate, is that oftentimes the caregiver will pass away prior to the patient. And whether that's attributed to stress or whatever happens to be the case, it's something that we feel is avoidable. And by providing services like we do that can offer caregivers respite or the opportunity to be in the workforce, whatever their specific needs might be, we're here to provide it in St. Lucie County, Martin County, and Palm Beach counties.
So if people are interested in attending the caregiver conference, should they pre-register, let you guys know they're coming?
Yes, we absolutely need them to pre-register. We do have a very limited number of seats with 150 seats. So I highly encourage you to visit our website at www.alzcare.org, or you can call me, Katie, right in my office at 223-6351, and I can get you registered over the phone.
And the area code, of course, is 772. I've been speaking with Katie Treadwell, Development Coordinator for Alzheimer's Community Care. Katie, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org.